In studio with me is Elliot Bamber from WGN-TV Chicago's Best. With Elliot Bamber's witted and irreverent style, his 9-time Emmy Awards, his fast established himself as one of the most versatile on-camera and voiceover talents in Chicago, hailing from the vibrant melting pot of North London, Elliot, but did you
Why
write
are you
all this?
Doing this to
did
me?
Did you write all? You handed this to me. Which is crazy. He's done game shows, and he's a legend in Chicago. Okay, really?
I did not write that bit. That's not from my website.
Jesus. Elliot Bamber, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I want to apologize for sending a text to you earlier on today that was meant for my wife.
Well, it wasn't inappropriate.
It wasn't that kind of text.
I just read it, and I thought, well, he just didn't mean. And then I kind of thought, well, do I tell him so that he sends it to the right person? Or maybe he already realizes that.
And I didn't realize till later on when after I talked to my wife about said subject, and she was like, you didn't send me a text. I was like, yeah, I did. I sent you a text. Yeah. It went through.
No, it went to me.
No, it went to Dave Ply.
It went to me, which is okay. By the way, nice that I got to hug you for the first time in 14 months.
That was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
You're a good guy. You're a good guy.
You're a bit, you know, people talk about good handshakes and bad handshakes. Yeah. You dwelt really long time on that hug.
Did I?
Yeah, a little bit too
I'm
long.
Needy. I'm feeling
needy. Even for my liking.
I'm feeling needy right now.
I'm needy.
Yeah, are you? Okay, good. Well, here's my big question to you, because now that the world is opening again and people are vaccinated and whatnot.
You want to hug some other people.
I want to hug some strangers, excuse me. Like, when do you get to actually go be in a restaurant again? Like, for like over a year, you've been just doing Zoom kind of things and compilation episodes. And it's just so not the show. And so when do you actually get to be in a restaurant?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the show, because I've been frequenting as many restaurants as I possibly humanly imaginable.
Yeah.
In the last 16, 18 months, whatever it's been. Yeah. We are, this is kind of a semi-exclusive. I don't know if I should even be sharing this. But we're physically heading back out into the field, we hope, in the next couple of weeks for the next episode.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to feel, you got to be excited about that.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the thing that restaurateurs might disagree, but the thing I love is meeting people and interacting with people and just being in the room, just the sights and smells of being in a restaurant, the kitchen, the clanging, the banging, the noise. That, for me, is home and where I feel most comfortable. So the Zoom thing's been great, because it still means we can promote these restaurants, we can give them a platform, but it's not the same as someone who loves, you know, interacting with people. It's been the best, but you know, we did what we could.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I do a Chicago restaurant roundtable. I've done it all through COVID, featuring different restaurants and some of the same ones, just to see how they continue to pivot throughout this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And last week I brought a buddy of mine who owns a supper club in Wisconsin. He came for a visit and I took him to one of my spots here, but then I found myself kind of just sitting on the sidelines while the two restaurateurs just kind of kibitzed about what life is like right now in the restaurant business. And it is so hard to find people. Like, there's restaurants now closing one day a week because they got to give their people a rest because they cannot get line cooks, servers, whatever, in these places yet.
It's tough. I mean,
you gotta rebuild a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of jobs that we lost in the last 12 months because of closures, and I mean, obviously those people are not going to stick around waiting for that job to potentially come back. Yeah. You know, some of them have found other work.
Yeah.
Some of them have moved into different fields because of the volatility of the current situation. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, even in the best of times, places opening up trying to hire wait staff and busboys and kitchen staff, that kind of stuff can be really real headache.
When unemployment benefits are high and good, it's hard to not take that and not work either. But I mean, eventually you got to go back to work.
I've seen that kind of stuff thrown around, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it boils down to a fact, like I said, that some people have moved on to different industries. Mm-hmm. Other people have found other places.
Long time bartender at a place for like 30 years. He's selling insurance now.
There you go.
And not going back.
There you go.
Yeah.
It happens.
Absolutely right.
It is super hard. If you, these, you know, the people who are front and center that represent your restaurant, front of house or in the kitchen, you want to hire the best. Everyone wants to hire the best. So those people have been snapped up by other people. So it is tough, but we will bounce back from this.
Now, the whole outdoor thing, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. I don't think I ever stopped going and dining outdoors. Like, even in the dead of winter, I would find a, you know, as long as I felt like the restaurant was really taking care of things.
You're that dude? Do you do it in shorts and flip-flops and your Bears t-shirt?
No, I do not.
You don't do it properly. If you're doing it dead of winter the Chicago way, it's either shorts and a t-shirt or...
No. But people got really creative during the winter months.
They did.
To do that. And, you know, there's a Kennedy rooftop over on the Hyatt Place in mm-hmm. Wicker Park. They had igloos up there. And they were heated. There were sofas in there. And they, you know, they came in. They kind of like it was a, I don't want to say it this way. They kind of slid the food in, like, without coming in there. Like, it was like almost like under the door, like you're in prison. But it wasn't like that. It was beautiful, beautiful city views. But the more I heard about some of these places and how creative they were, I thought, no, I got to try that. And it's a great way to get out of the house and still be relatively safe during the experience. So now that the weather's getting nicer, I love the fact that so many more of us can be out and enjoy some outdoor dining.
Right. And another one of the benefits, one of the few benefits of the pandemic, the street closures that happened last summer, which kind of worked as a trial period, that's coming back again this year. I saw State Streets talking about closing portions down there. There's parts all over the city. That
Dearborn. I know there's some other little areas that they've shut down. They've
Randolph,
done that in the burbs. Yep.
Randolph.
Yep.
There's plenty of places that project's going to happen again. But summer in Chicago, I mean, you can't beat it.
And one of the restaurant problems I heard, though, is that now that they've opened up some of these streets and gave them more capacity outside, they just, even though a restaurateur would love to have that business, it's hiring people to manage those extra tables now.
Right.
Look at me.
We're both available.
We are.
Yeah.
I told you what my son was making doing.
That's kind of in reference to what we were talking off the air.
Well, he worked for the Cubs for 4 years, and they're not at full capacity, so they're not hiring at 100% right now. So he was figuring out what he was going to do, and he's never been in this side of the industry, and he's making, you know, five times what he was making before, and he's just amazed because he's working, you know, the long shifts, and he's picking up extra shifts, and, you know, he's eyeing on, you know, he's got, yeah, I want to work there.
Because of the tips he's making.
Because of the tips he's making, absolutely.
Good for him.
You have a couple favorites that you like for outdoor dining that you featured on the show. Give us a couple of those.
Well, I got a bunch of different ones. It depends which kind of direction you want to go. Are we talking drive-ins?
Outdoor.
And outdoor dining?
Let's do outdoor dining, like great places to just sit down and be outside, great atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place out in Algonquin that I love to bits that has a giant, giant patio which overlooks the river, the Fox River, and you can see the bandstand. There's summertime music and stuff normally, and all the boats pull up on there, which is Port Edward, which is a super fun place. Very cool. Edward, who basically built the place with his own two hands. Great character. But the seafood there is wonderful. And if you've ever been inside, there's boats inside the place.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of...
I had cousins that lived out there. And every communion, confirmation, every family outing, anniversaries, that's where we went. So very familiar.
It's a fun place.
It is. And these restaurants on the rivers and stuff are fabulous. I was going to say, there's one... Where did I have this written down here? Blue Root in West Dundee. I don't know if you've ever been to this place, but again, West Dundee's on the Fox River, and it's just a great spot. It's farm to table, and it's just beautiful, you know, being next to water, no matter where you're at.
Right. Yeah. Nothing beats that. That's why the River Walk is so popular, because it's just, there's something about being by the water that just takes everything to another level.
It does. Feels like summer. Makes you disappear a little bit. It's good
stuff.
Well,
if you fall in the water, then you definitely disappear a little bit.
Yeah, especially back in the 20s and 30s. What else? What are some other places you like?
Another place that I love to bits, which is kind of a reflection of what we just said, an oasis in their patio. There's a small Italian restaurant on Clark Street in Andersonville called Antiprima. They grow their own herbs and vegetables, so everything's very, very seasonal. And the patio there is kind of hidden, and it's also enclosed, but you overlook their herb garden and vegetable garden. It's got beautiful soft Italian music pumping in. The food is exquisite, very rustic, and that's another one of my favorites. It's one of those semi-hidden gems that not a lot of people know about, their patio space, but it's beautiful. It really transports.
But you say seasonal, so I get bored with menus sometimes because I love my local haunts because it's easy. It's easy to get to, whatever, it's in my neighborhood, but I get bored with the menu. There's not enough specials that are really... But when you're doing like that, when you're doing it more seasonally, then you got different stuff all the time.
Right. The menu changes out because of the seasonality of the vegetables they're growing or what's available.
Yep.
But yeah, even the pasta's made in-house.
Gotcha.
You want me to carry on going?
Well, I got a couple.
Yeah, I always love to hear your suggestions.
Etta in Bucktown.
Love Etta.
Yeah. And they had a rooftop. And again, it was open sort of during COVID. So they swung the doors open so heat blew out there. But What a great outdoor space that's kind of unexpected. Beautiful restaurant.
It's a beautiful space. The food is wonderful. There's some shared plates in there as well.
Focaccia with the ricotta, yeah. The honey, and the that's good stuff.
That's dynamite. Yeah. That's so addictive. Mm-hmm. I've got a fun bar place for outdoor dining and kind of having fun, which is Park and Field in Logan Square.
Oh yeah,
that's a giant outdoor space. It feels very like. Kind of like summer resort or mm-hmm. summer retreat because they've got the campfires going there. Yeah. There's all those kind of like lounge chairs. There's fun food there. Great drink menu as well.
Happy Campers. Have you seen those around town?
Yes.
Those are fun.
Good pizza as well.
Good pizza. Very good pizza. Old Town. I think I've been to the one in Old Town.
Yeah.
Their Piccolo Sonio, kind of a classic.
That's
right?
That's like the quintessential outdoor patio spot in Chicago. If anyone's looking for a date night or if anyone's looking for just something to get away, then Piccolo Sonio's not only is their food unbelievable, but the patio space is like unrivaled. It's so big, and with those lights going when the sun goes down, it's gorgeous.
Have you been to Antique Taco in Bridgeport?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, great, great fish tacos.
I don't make it to the south side as much as I'd like, but I've got some friends that now are hey, come out this way. I come out your way all the time. Let's go do this. They had some garlic shrimp tacos or something. That was an amazing place and a great outdoor patio.
Antique Tacos are super good. That's been in the neighborhood. Must be now like 15 years now.
Is it really?
I would have thought so. Wow. At least 12.
How long have you been doing this here?
How dare you ask? nearly 8 years.
Wow, has it been that long 8 years. Already? Look at you, man.
I know.
That's why you wrote Legend in Chicago.
Can I just share with your three audience members that I never wrote Legend.
Tom, count how many we have tonight, will you please?
If I've come on and I'm a legend, there's got to be at least six people now. Okay, I'm just messing with you. No, I never wrote Legend. Talking of outdoor dining, something that doesn't really have a patio, but somewhere that I absolutely love, which is Calumet Fisheries. Mm. Pulling up in the car by the river again, and then you've got a little bit of film history with the Blues Brothers Bridge there. And also, it's a Chicago institution. They actually have outdoor smoking houses for their smoked salmon and their shrimp and stuff. And you can't do that anymore. They're literally just outhouses that they put wood in at the bottom, and they smoke all the fish there. Grandfathered law, so they're not allowed to remove them. So
this is Calumet.
Calumet Fisheries.
Okay. There's a. Do you know Boston Fish Market?
Boston Fish Market.
There's one
in Des Plaines,
but there's one in Wheeling, I think, now too.
The one in Wheeling's new.
Yeah, and massive patio. Like beautiful patio.
You should go to in the back of their one in Des Plaines is their actual fish facility where all the fish get flown in, and they actually supply some of the best restaurants around Chicagoland. You and I have to go there together because Louis is amazing and he'll take you like a tour around the inside of the facility. It is enormous, and the fish they bring in there, if anyone's not been there, it kind of works as a restaurant and also as a fresh fish market, so you can go in there and go buy fish and stuff as well.
There's also Small Cheval in Old Town, which I love. Just little picnic tables outside, but it's a great little hidden spot that you don't even realize it's there.
That place is phenomenal, and everyone knows the burger. The Al Cheval burger is legendary, and it's that burger's great, and Small Cheval's a lot of fun.
And if you've got any suggestions for outdoor places, and we're also going to be talking about drive-ins, not the theater, but like the super dogs of the world, that you want to share, any food trucks that you like, 312-981-7200. More with Elliot Bamber next on 720 WGN. Just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken. All right, it's Dave and Elliot here in studio from Chicago's best Sunday nights at 10:30. All right, drive-ins, not the theater drive-ins, but drive-ins. You've got a couple good ones. And I was surprised to see one of these on here because I keep forgetting that's there. But go ahead.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Rand Red Hots.
Rand Red Hots in Des Plaines.
It's a cool retro place with cool cars parked outside. They have car shows out there.
It's super awesome. And I mean, in that area, everyone will obviously gravitate towards and talk about Gene and Jude's because they are the stuff of legend. And the Depression Dog is great. However, when the line's getting too much, and mm-hmm. if you want to go somewhere else that does a damn fine Depression Dog, fresh cut fries, Rand Red Hots is a fun place to hang out. And like you mentioned, there's classic cars always in there. There's guys who are just coming out, you know.
Well, it's the experience. It's more about the cool 1950s, 60s experience when you go there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and everything is done up very retro to reflect that. All the kind of neon lighting and the shapes and colors used. It's great.
And of course, Superdog.
I love Superdog.
Yeah,
it's cliche to say Superdog because everyone's like, well, I know about Superdog, yeah. But I mean, there is something about it that just throws you back with the, you know, the car hop service. It's just quintessential.
But you may
Chicago.
Know about it. But when was the last time you were there?
When was the last time? Yeah.
Big Wheeling. Cars.
Right. And what about? Have you ever taken your kids there? Have you taken your grandkids? Not you in particular, Dave. Grandkids. It wasn't a call to action for you. Exactly. You don't have grandkids. But you know, if you've been before and you're like, oh, I've been there so many times. Have you taken your kids there? Have you taken your grandkids there?
Right.
When's the last time you went? Because the dog is special. The service is special. And there's something just very magical about heading there.
And there's not a lot of them. Like, I was looking up myself just to kind of jog my memory a little bit. There's an A&W drive-in with car service in Richmond, Illinois that I hit on the way to Wisconsin all the time. It is retro, retro cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Ace drive-in, I think, in Joliet.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, try that one out.
All right.
Johnny's Beef, would you consider them in Elmwood Park? Would you consider them a drive-in? They kind of have that retro look. No, not really.
I mean, if you try to drive up to there, people might get upset because there's no room for a car necessarily nearby it. But no, I wouldn't. I'd consider it a great spot to go to. How about Jansen's Drive-In in Beverly? That place is great.
Okay.
That's been there a long time. All your classics, your Italian beefs, burgers, chicken, all that kind of stuff.
I love it. Chicago's Best Sunday nights at 10:30 on WGN-TV. We'll do ice cream and food trucks next time we get together, brother.
It's over. The time's over. Is this because I said that
Tom's
you only have three listeners?
Look at him. This is supposed to be practice. He's jumping up and down. Now.
We were told this was just practice.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk later.
Thanks, my friend.
See ya.